Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third, the left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fifth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. There goes Lake. The throw from Early to Stevens, and Lake is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stevens out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Evers reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive towards first. Judnick catches it and steps on first to double up Lake. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lake for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman juggles the ball. That's an error on Houdeman. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Jake Early. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swift is walked intentionally. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leaner. Houdeman reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Swift moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-3 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.